Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So Dinky One is a website that was built for people with less than... I guess they feel like their penis is less than average size. Erect, they'd be 5.5 inches, which I don't know. I've seen porn, you know, so I don't. That's probably a bad barometer.
I've never just had my measuring tape out. I mean,
yeah, but you know,
doctors say, or whatever. That's the reports that are out there that 5.5 is about the average.
Mm-hmm. So this is people who are less or considerably less. I mean, micro penis is a real thing, and we joke about it, but there are guys like, I would really screw you up.
Yeah.
I really would screw you up. Like, if you had like a real micro penis where you could not make penetration, and your whole life, like, you're still the same horny guy, you still have all the same urges, but you're completely screwed up with yourself. Like, I'm thinking, man, I think I'd rather be missing a couple fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you could do all the other stuff.
Like, would you rather be born, you could hear, but you didn't have any actual ears, but you have a fine penis, or micro penis and ears?
I want a penis.
Yeah, me too. I'm not kidding. Like,
please don't mark that.
I would.
I was about to answer for you.
The internet, bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents...
The Website of the Day!
David, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Hello. Well, listen, I know that we're on the phone. You're in Liverpool, England now.
That's right, yes. Hi. Yes, hello.
So if we have a little bit of a delay, I'll just have to, we'll just remember that. You've got this website that one of our guys found called dinkyone.com. It's for men who are under 5.5 inches erect. And because it goes all the way down to micropenis, it's for a dating site, because if you feel bad about, I guess, the size of your penis, it's awful to have that discussion when you're trying to get into a relationship.
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's for guys who would be considered below average, who don't want to go down that route of, you know, oh, it's in the back of their head and it's going to sort of, you know, come out, so to speak, later on in the relationship, and it just puts everyone at ease and, you know where you stand and you can get on with the dating. So that's the idea behind it.
Now, and the women who sign up, they're there because why? They either desire a smaller penis or they're saying, I'm okay with it.
Yes. So there's quite a few different ones. So there are some ladies that are joining, and they say they don't mind either way. And they always say it's the guy that's connected to it that's more important. And then there are others that equally, as like a guy might be small, like the lady might be small, so it's for anatomical reasons. And then there's a whole kind of subculture of ladies who are dominant, and they like their men to be submissive, and that's like the whole sort of other section. So there's quite a few different types of people who enjoy using the site.
Jesus Christ, can you imagine I don't think I want to sign up for that. If I was born, let's say I was born micropenis, and I feel screwed up about myself, and then I end up with a chick, and the only one I can get is a girl whose whole thing is to talk to me about how small my penis is. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, you can filter by that, but yes, there's a lot that are like that, that are into that. But then there are, you know, there's a good percentage that are there for, you know, for the right reasons to...
Sure.
Who don't mind kind of either way. And we did some research as well on, you know, how successful guys can be in the bedroom based on their size. And, you know, you mentioned earlier about, like, porn stars. If guys are huge, it doesn't work as well. So, like, the success rate of orgasms for women is less. So, and even a guy with just 1 inch, so this is, like, really, really micro, 1 in 10 relationships can, you know, end up with an orgasm. So it doesn't matter so much as long as you know what you're doing.
Well, it's not the only way you can give a girl an orgasm, thank God.
Yes, yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah.
So it's you know, that's as men, by the way, wait, before we even get into that, why did you start this, dinky1.com? Like, what was the story behind that?
Yeah, so I specialize in making niche dating websites that have kind of some twist to them. And so I always make sites that have where somebody might have an apprehension or a hold up or some issue. And so I thought, yeah, I'll give that a go. I'll create it. And I had, you know, no idea whether anybody would be brave enough to join it or whether there'd be a market for it. But it's been really successful. There's 120,000 people who are on the site, and it does about 3 million messages a year. So there's a demand for something.
How many
so niche and so small, pardon the pun, in the market?
How many niche websites, dating websites, have you put up?
Oh, this is always difficult for me to answer. At the moment, it stands at 17, but I can't remember all of them.
What are your top five?
Are for extreme age gaps, so that will only let you match someone who's 20 years older or 20 years younger. That's really popular with mature ladies, so that's a good
right.
one for young guys who want to have their kind of Mrs. Robinson experience.
Right. What else? Give me your top five.
Yeah, so the top five is, so the biggest one is Dinky One, and then I have a site called Big One. That's the reverse of Dinky One. It's not as popular. 20, which is extreme age gap.
Right.
And then I have a site called Butterfly. And I also have a site called Joystick, which is for gamers, so people into Xbox and PlayStation.
What's Butterfly?
Butterfly is for transgender dating.
Okay, so and these are all they're all doing well though, because people are now. It used to be, I think, people kind of felt you were a loser if you jumped on the old school dating sites. Like it just felt like last resort business. Now. And just after, especially after 2020 and COVID and everything, we're so used to being online, to Zooming, to finding everything and online that
yeah.
it's the preferred
yeah, I mean,
method.
It's really the norm for people meeting now
yeah.
is online. As you say, especially in the sort of pandemic and post-pandemic world, but also I find you know, for where I focus on niches is that everybody's online for dating if they're
right.
single now on big sites like Tinder or Facebook dating. It's the entire single people across the whole planet, but trying to find that person out of millions is very difficult. So going something really niche where there's either, you know, a physical attribute or a passion or a hobby just, you know, narrows the field and gets you to the right person quicker.
So when the guy puts his profile together, I'm sure he puts his face picture, like what does he look like, you know, what is he into? Now, does he describe how, since it is dinky1.com, you give your measurements?
There's no measurements on there at the moment. It may come as a feature because some people have asked to do it, but no. So it's really no measurements stated, and it's all on an honesty policy. Mm-hmm. For the Big One site, then that's different because there are a lot of people that will exaggerate, but nobody tends to under-exaggerate. So that's one thing I think you get on the Dinky One site is that you get some really honest guys.
Yeah, but I can't imagine. Like, I know there's some size queens out there, but that's. I'm trying to think of a girl that would be like, you know what I need? I need a guy who really wants to talk about how big his D is.
You will have some more scintillating dinner conversation, I think, than that, yes.
And so these ladies that are on here, these are understanding ladies, or maybe they just don't care for the penis that much, and they're like, it doesn't matter because I'm not that into sex. Is that also the situation?
Maybe on the older side, you know, maybe people are a bit more mature and sort of at the retired age, it might not be much of a priority. But for the younger generation, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of sort of 18 to 25-year-olds that are looking for kind of either a casual or a serious relationship. So sex is still important to them, or very important, but they really just don't have that kind of bias, as you say, towards being a size queen.
So what do you get? What feedback do you get from these guys? Like, let's say they turn 18, 19, 20, they get into the adult world, they're out of their houses. Now, they know they're different, right? And so they're all freaked out because, yeah, it would be a terrible thing to be born with a micropenis. Like, I mean, we all want to have more of everything, money, height, whatever, better looking.
You
want to
fit in, too.
Yeah. But the idea of being like, from the time you're born, knowing this is never going to work for me. Like, this is terrible. Like, it's not going to grow. There's nothing I can do. And then they find you, dinky1.com. What's their reaction to you?
Yeah, the feedback is really good. So I get, you know, emails and feedback from people that are just saying, you know, thank you for making a site that's just makes me feel at ease. And, you know, even if they've not sort of had any success or been on any dates, they've said that they just feel more confident that there are lots of other people in a similar situation, and just sort of, you know, getting it out there, so to speak, and the publicity that the sites have, it sort of helps to normalize the situation. So people are very positive about a product like this existing.
God, I want to put it, if I was single, what I would do is I would sign up to dinky1.com, see if I could get a great chick, and then you show up with a normal sized penis and it's like you're Godzilla.
That's really common. So there's you can see that quite a bit where people are like, well, you know, I'm going to be, you know, borderline. I'm going to join and be like the big fish in the pond.
Yes, yes. I would call that website.
Quite a few people on that mindset.
I would call that website underpromiseoverdeliver.com.
Yeah. Well, maybe we need to team up on that. I can produce another niche.
I'm just trying to think how, you know, you can be the pretty one in the room, right? It's a website, guys. It's if you're looking. And there are Kansas City. I'm looking at Marie and Misty and Cindy and Marcia and Andrea and Nicole. Those are all Kansas City girls, yeah. Or the Kansas City area within 70 miles of here. And that's just, I mean, that's at first glance. So dinky1.com, have no fear. Help is here. And that comes in the form of David from Liverpool, England, with dinky1.com, the website for 5.5 inches or under. You're a good man, David. And next website you come up with, make sure that you let us know.
Okay, will do, for sure.
Thank you, man. All right. Weird. But, you know, so strangely, it makes me feel better for people.
Because it's for the right reasons.
Look, I suck enough. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fighting enough. If I had that, I'd forget it. Just,
well, it's like being at a party and you don't fit in. Like, oh, God, nothing's going to work for me.
But if you're a guy, it's hard to explain it to a girl. Like, am I strong enough? Am I tough enough? Do I make enough money? Am I good looking enough? Is my career going okay? Am I funny? Am I this? And then, like, by the way, this thing's happened. I'm peeing on my balls.
Aww.
Like, it's a weird life as a guy. And I know girls have it equally as bad the other way.
Yes.
But when a guy, I mean, you're really emasculated. If a guy doesn't have, you don't have a penis, like, we're just brought up differently. Mm-hmm. We're just mentally, man. It's part of us. Like, I don't care how evolved, how woke a fella thinks he is. You're born with you got half an inch ding dong. You're screwed up.
And
inside.
I don't care how understanding or tolerant you think the world is or should be. There's nothing like the terror of a junior high PE class when you know.
Are you kidding me?
And you're like, and you're worried and anxious, and you're like, I just hope there's someone like me.
Oh,
I
would have been your best friend because I, you know, I'm the proverbial fat girl, right? I'm not kidding you. Because you go from, you know, back when we went to school, and I guess you did it too, Nick, but sixth grade, I was in recess. I had a teacher, and we had milk breaks and lunches, mm-hmm. and we swang on swings, and we played kickball.
You go outside, mm-hmm. and come back in.
There was a summer, and I'm standing naked in front of a bunch of dudes, have to take a shower. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's happening here? You know, like, and I mean it. Puberty hadn't found me. The puberty fairy hadn't come to visit me yet and leave my pubes under the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I got stuck next to this kid, Tony. I've told you before. The guy had a penis that was about a foot long. Just a star athlete. I'm like, why? Why do I have to have the locker next to this guy? Little whitey tighties with a hole in them, mismatched socks. I weigh about 110 pounds. You could play the xylophone on my ribs.
Well, imagine, like, I went, and so did a couple other girls. Fifth grade, you're a kid. Sixth grade, hey.
You got cans.
Yeah. You're like, I'm in sixth grade. I've got boobs.
Yeah. Which, yeah, I can imagine.
And then imagine on the flip side, the other girls that don't, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. That's awkward.
Yeah, well. Now, were you, like, not ashamed, but were you embarrassed of it?
Oh, yeah. I remember, because there was the one guy, I'm not going to name him, because, well, anybody that went to school with us knows, he was always just the one clowning on somebody, and he'd act like he could rest his cafeteria tray on his chest and imitating me, because my boobs were so big.
In sixth grade.
He was an OG in way of dick. he was ahead of the game.
Oh, look, I'm
but
sure
we loved him. He was just, man.
He's risen to middle management and has harassed many women.
No, he was a great guy. He was just always... That clown that always made fun of everybody. I'm like, oh, he found the boobs.
Yeah, I got the truth in sixth grade in a history class. Mr. Bauman's history class, I sat next to a great guy named Travis who had on, like, red, like, the slicky sweatpants or whatever. And during class, like, we're watching a film or something, and I look over, and he's got his stuff pinched together in his sweatpants. And it's sizable, let's say. And I just remember being a sixth grade kid and turning, going, I look at him, and I look down, and I look back up, and I go, what is that? And he pauses, and he goes, that's my, yeah. And I remember thinking in my head, no, it's not, because they don't get that big. No, they don't.
Yeah. No, I remember being a little kid and walking in my dad's bathroom while he's taking a leak and being like, God damn.
Yeah, and it's sitting on the sink.
I wonder if that's going to happen to me. That thing's big. Like, you're just used to you. I was like, what is going on? How does that happen? Something happened?
Did you do exercises?
Did you walk into a radioactive cloud?
Man, I pulled that thing like crazy, and it still didn't get any better. Like...